Because there's money involved, so you believe him for the Pesha. Avil H is Ish.
With the box, oh, you'll take it. Avil H is, when it comes to a married woman, when it comes to a married woman, the Isur, talking about Isur, who said that you can come and Pesha Asa Pashita if you ask and then you matter is good. Amaloy. This base of attorney Lumley, what are you the next bishop for? Where I said I was kidnapped and then I but I'm tired. Pesh also you believe Mishra Kaboy Lemisne. He wants to teach you the ending where it says Ve'im Mishin Isas. Once she got married, Bo Adam. If Adam come along and say you were kidnapped, she no longer has a migud. But if she got married based on she said that she was kidnapped and she was tired and we allowed her, and then Adam came after to get married or after we allowed her to get married, Adam came along and said that you were kidnapped, we chose not to leave. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. That makes sense. Laman the master, I'll say the one who says that this particular clause, once you got married, the edim come, we don't change the situation, is referring to the case of Nishbasi, then you're right. That's the chiddush. Laman the master, the one who said that case is actually talking about the case of the woman said, I was divorced. I was married and I was divorced. And we allowed her to get married. If edim come after and said that she was married, she still could stay married, and there's no special chiddush by Nishbasi. Sure, Nishbasi is mut. The ma'akim was a chiddush by Nishbasi. So the koyel mishnah, he wanted to tell you the next mishnah, which is yesterday. Shtei noshin, two women mishnahs were kidnapped, and that whole mishnah where they believed about their friend. Shtei noshin is lamely. What did that mishnah for? Malach, I would have thought nechel gomely. And each one comes along and says, the other one is tired. Maybe they have some kind of a deal, a pact going on between them. I'll vouch for you, and you vouch for me. And we can't trust them. Kamashalom, but we do trust them. The chen shtei noshin lamely. This last mishnah we just learned yesterday. The two people. This guy said I'm a koyin, and this guy said I'm a koyin. They're not believed, but if they testify about each other, what's a chiddush that? Isn't that the same thing as Shtei Noshim? In the case of Shtei Noshim, we're talking about that were edim that they were kidnapped. So they're not believed about themselves, but they are believed about the other person. So the same thing like Koyin. They're not believed about themselves, they believe the other person. What's a chiddush? Should go to the Mishnah Pukti Rabbi Rabbanan. I want to tell you this whole machlik is there of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether you're mailing the kahuna, I'll pay Eid Echor or not. Okay. So basically, the theme of this Perek, the Gemara is saying here, is a concept of Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. That's the theme. And that's why maybe it's a separate Perek from the previous one, even though it's a continuation, but it introduces a whole new concept. What about Talmud Yilana? But I said, Ani Koyin, I'm a Koyin, but Yishnova Chavedi and my Chavedi Koyin, my friend, is a Koyin. Now we know it comes to himself, we don't believe you. But you're saying both, I'm a Koyin and my friend is a Koyin. Is Neman Lachila but Truma? How far do we take it? We allow to feed the other guy Truma based on your testimony. We do not say, okay, let's marry the other guy and treat him as if he's a Koyin. No, you can't testify by yourself. You can't testify by yourself, I'm a Koyin. You got to bring evidence. But you're saying those the other person is a Koyin, we believe you in that. And therefore, you can feed him Truma, but we don't allow him. When it comes to getting married, you don't treat him like a kohen yet. Actually, you give him a shon. We'll talk about it soon. Actually, you give him a shon until the with 3 years. Me eating there as actually give him till the 3 years. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Sorry, actually, give him. You're not believed. You're not
three
believed.
People.
Three people. Yeah. Sorry. Aji Gimel, you're not believed unless there were three people. There were two people saying about the other person, not just... So there were two saying about each person there. I'm saying about myself and then about
the
other person.
Says about that one,
that's
the
right.
Levi says about that one.
Exactly. You need two aides for Yuchsin. One aid is enough for Truma, two aids for Yuchsin. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's when you need three. Two say about this, two say about that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af einu nema lachir b'truma. You say that he's believed for Truma, just a question of Yuchsin. I say he's not even believed for Truma, either Achi or Shalisha, even for Truma. You need three people, so two people, Shnai Midnazer. Even for Truma, we don't believe based, that's like it says in our Mishnah, we don't believe based on a single aid when it comes to Truma. You need a minimum of two aiding for each person.
Why do you need three here? Can't you use the same two aiding?
No.
Yeah, I know that, but why can't you use the same two aiding on this guy on the same
table?
You might not have it.
Exactly. You need, they're saying three means, because I'm saying only about one, and the other guy's saying about one as well. The Memra, it seems from here, why doesn't really trust them? Why doesn't really trust them? Maybe because Chayish Legoyman, he's scared, you can't trust him as a pact. I'll vouch for you, you vouch for me. So therefore, we don't trust an Eid Echad over here, we need two Eidim, other person as well. That's what L'Chayit Gemara thinks. And Rabbanon, so in other words, if I'm saying about I'm a Koyan and you're a Koyan, my testimony is worthless. Sorry?
And why can't we have that?
We're not choishes, three people. There's a pact. Nobody trusts each other.
If they both pinch money themselves, they don't conspire with somebody else to steal money. That's why you have a whole lot of checks and balances. If they both claim him, they're related.
We don't know that. The Rabbanon are not worried about Goymlin. They're not choishes that there's a pact. So they trust, even based on one aid, they trust that for Truma. That's the case. We learned somewhere else that Buddha is not choishes for this pact. We learned in a Mishnah, Hachamorim, people who travel and they sell wares from their donkeys, peddlers. So they came into a city. One guy said, Shali Chodesh, I want you to know that my crop is brand new, so you can't really eat it and you got to give Truma and all that. But my friend here, Shachavedi is Yoshin. He has good. Okay. The question is this all part of a ruse? I'll see in a minute. Shali ain't a masukin. Oh, mine, I didn't give Truman mice and all that. So when you buy from me, you should know a good percentage of it is going to go away to Kainim and Levim and so on. And Shachavedi masukin. What he's basically doing is degrading his own and he's promoting his friends. Can you trust him or not? Ain't an emma. You don't believe him. You know why I don't believe him? It's probably a deal. In this town, I'll degrade my own and promote yours, and the next town we do faket, and this is how we make a geschäft.
We had that in
Moyet
somewhere.
And previously,
with Moyet somewhere.
The Kalim, I'm going into a town near Yerushalayim or something,
Half far, the thing from Yerushalayim. Koshim and this sort of thing,
somewhere. I remember.
Somewhere in Tomei.
Don't remember. That we'll have later. But tell me, in next to the city, far from the city. City meant. Abiyud is believed. Now, why is Abiyud believe him? Because he doesn't believe in this pact. So forget, Abiyud is the one who's not Choshel Gremlin, Chama Choshel Gremlin. How's that work? So, Amr Abad 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 right. Swap them around. Swap the names around. Yeah. Abayom Aleinu LeTefer has nothing with Gaimon here. But my Hikilu Rabbi Yehuda was very lenient, even though Rabbi Yehuda generally is Choshes LeGaimon, and that's why our Mishnah doesn't trust when you say that guy is a coin for Truma. But in this case over here, we trust when he says my true is no good and his true is good. Why? Because the whole thing is Demai. When he says any Masukim, since it's only Demai, because many Amaratsim do give Maisa. Rav Maratsim Asin, it's only some who don't. So the whole thing is a Chash anyway when I'm ordered to sell something and then give true. So if Hikilu Rav Amaratsim Amaratsim Asin, give Maisa. And because they give Maisa, so therefore, Abida says we trust when he says the other guy is all right. If he says the other guy is all right, what's a big Chash? First of all, most people do Maisa anyway. Only a few don't. And he says the other guy did, so we'll believe him. But other cases, I am worried about going into some kind of pact. Like when our Mishnah here, when he says the other guy is a Kohen, and saying, you we don't trust him. It seems to be you're only bothered this contradiction of Yehuda. Why not Mishnah? He's worried about going in here. He's not. What about the Rabban like Kasha? Same question. Only our Mishnah, Rabban are not worried going. We trust him. And yet over here, Rabban don't trust him. So Madach over here, when it's talking about Maise, which is Demai, which is so lenient, Rabban don't trust him because it's some pact. Surely in our Mishnah, you can't trust. How can you get Tarakamas? You do trust. El Rabbi Lakash, like you just said, Kedishadin. Rabban Lakash. You know why? Over here, the reason why the Chachamim don't trust, he has over here with him the kalim that he's about to sell to measure and everything else. So therefore, because over here, we'll soon see what the case is by kleyum nasa. Hachanam here too, because he has the claim is clear that they came here not to talk about themselves, to sell. If they came specifically to sell, we're worried that there's some kind of a ruse going on between some kind of a scheme that, you know, you I'll be the con artist here and you'll be the con artist next time. That's what it seems. Okay, what's the story? Where did we learn this case of Chamarukva? How did we learn? Hakeda, somebody that potter, Atam Chacham. So if for all the pots that he makes, produces, he fashions, are all Tahir. Sheniach Kedei Reis, so he put them aside. V'yod had lishtes mayim, and he went down to take a drink of water from the brook over there, the creek. And then he left them unsupervised. question when he goes back to the Kalim, can you assume that the Torah or not? So this is what the Mishnah says. Hapnim is the inner ones. Are the closest, the closest ones. No, no house. Outside. Outside. No, outside in the street.
There's a creek. In the middle of the pile or the group haven't been touched with me. The ones on the outside couldn't have been touched.
Yeah, so the ones facing the road outside and the ones facing him, or the inner ones, are we assume are tohu, because nobody would go there. Somebody would take anything they would take from the outer ones. So ha-primi is tohu's, and ba-chitzein, we'll soon explain what primi is. Ba-chitzein is a tmeis. I, but Tanya, let the Braisa somewhere else, elu, the elu tmeis, all the pots, if he left it unsupervised, where machmen said all tamei, amrab chavarukve, b'sheklei umnasai biyodayim. In the case where it says that they're all tummy, he's talking about that he was, that the kelim were not his own private one. He had with him the items that he needs to use in order to sell it. And if it's in order to sell it, then people walking by will think, oh, they're for sale. Let me have a look. They probably touched every keli. So that brisa that says that elu, the elu tmei, is talking about when it's clear that it's for sale. Where it's not clear for sale, we're choisha that the outer ones were touched, but the inner ones, why would somebody touch them? Everybody touches it to see is the pale, you know, kale intact, how smooth it is, and blah blah blah. Freddy Marbatani went elsewhere, Elu ve Elu tied. Let's look elsewhere, they're all tied. They're all tied. When do we say that they're all tied? You know when we say they're all tied? When the clay of Nasa is not in his hand anymore. When he is clear that he's not selling the kalim, so they're all tied. So the obvious question is, so when is the Pnimi is Torah and Chatzaini is tummy? If they're for sale, they're all tummy. If they're not for sale, then why would anybody touch somebody else's kalim? They're all tired. So when is it that the inner ones are tired and the outer ones are tummy? The Elohad Tanah, this is how we learned how Pnimi is tired, the inner ones are tired, but Chatzaini is the outer ones tummies. Heichim Mishkach, when is that? Manoshech, if it's for sale, then they're all tummy. If it's not for sale, they're all tired. The Smicha Lushush Rabbim. It's near, the outer ones are near the Shusarabim. People walking by, the wheels used to stick out of the wagons, and the people used to stoke them or whatever, poke them. So the outer ones might have been touched inadvertently. So we're chayshish. Not because deliberately people went over and touched it, but the inner ones we're not worried about. Okay. Or another answer is, you know what the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan is? You think the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim in our Mishnah has to do with Gaimlin? No, really, Rabbi Yehuda does not believe in Gaimlin Chachamim do, and that's when this case over here with these two Chamorim, according to Rabbanan, we don't trust them because we chayshul Gaimlin. In our Mishnah, Rabbanan do trust when the guy says other guys are coin. The machlek and the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda says you don't trust. The machlek is there something else totally. The machlek is not Gaimlin. Machlek is. If we allow a koyin, if we have witnesses or we allow a koyin to eat truma, can we automatically assume that he's mamish 100% a koyin and he can marry anybody he wants for yuchsin and then he can work in base and make dish and all that, or not? How far do we take it? What does truma mean? Now, Moshe said before, l'chayit, if a guy eats truma and truma yechayiv misa, then obviously he takes it seriously and he must be a koyin. We'll see. That's the machlekes. He boy say, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, b'malin mitruma liyuchsin kamifugu. They argue whether if you can promote someone, a koyin that you see eating truma, can you automatically promote him also for yuchsin? Rashi, b'malim parallel to gemara, b'malim mitruma yuchsin. Rabbi Yehuda saw. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Haroye shema'achilin truma la'adam." If you see somebody eating truma, becheskas koyin with assumptions of koyin made ola b'chol makam, you can now openly testify shehu koyin u'mailin oisal liyuchsin. And from there, you can say that he's good for yuchsin as well. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot trust. You cannot even allow him to eat truma from one aid because major things can happen. Hilchuch im tachilu truma. If you're going to feed him truma, you're going to bring him to see Isha, marry a woman as well. V'tamei lav mishum goyim. Nothing with goyim. Not because we suspect anything. Because we need stronger evidence. One aid is not sufficient. But Rabbanan, Sarabon, hold ein mayil to yuchsin. Even if he eats truma, it doesn't necessarily mean he's a koyin completely. Now, so now we ask a number of questions. When we see a kohen doing certain things, how far can we assume that he's a kohen? Can you promote someone from a shtar, a document that says that this guy's a kohen, and from that can we say, okay, he's a kohen, let's for yuchsin as well be a kohen? What's going on? What are we talking about? Ilema de kosim in the document is written, ani ploying koin chasamti eid. It says in the document, I, Yankel Ben David, the koin, kakoin. That's how they sign. So if we see a document with that signature, that means that this guy is a koin. Is that what you're asking? Completely, and therefore we can now say that he's a koin in every sense? Man Kamasile. How? Why would you even think that's valid? Because he said he's a coin. He clearly going there for what? It's no different than a guy walking in the business and say, I'm a coin. What's that talking about? The borrower himself. The borrower himself writes, I, Reuven Bendis, am a Koyin. I borrowed $100 from that person. And then the Chasim Asadi. And then you have witnesses there. If you remember, we learned before. According to Chachamim in the Mishnah a few days ago. According to Rebbe, when witnesses sign a shtar, they're only signing on the signatures. According to Chachamim, they're signing on the contents of the shtar. When you say contents of the shtar, what content are you talking about? All the contents or just the main content, which is the transaction? So that's the question. Do we say they're only testifying regarding the transaction, but this detail that the borrower called himself a coin, the Edom didn't probe into it to see whether it's true or not true. So you cannot say, oh, this Edom that this guy is a coin.
Exactly, so that's
if they sign, they have no right to sign until they check out that every word and every detail in the shtar is accurate. So if that's the case, then when the Edom sign the bottom, yeah, then they're also signing that the Reuven is a coin. That's the question. So the Gemara is machlekes. Rav Huna, Rav Chizik, Chadom, Mali. One of them says you could mali, which means he holds that the Edom, the sign of Shtar, they have to make sure that every detail is correct. The Chadom and Ein Mali. No one says Ein Mali. So when you sign a contract for a house, the Edom, when they sign a contract for a house, can't just say that they saw the transaction. They have to see the house has six bedrooms. Let's go check the house and make sure that it has six bedrooms. The house is this, the house is that. Every single thing that's written in the contract, they have to check because they're signing that everything in that contract is true. That's what the Machlekes here is. Next question. Mahu lahalo is, can you promote? Can you automatically assume that this guy is completely a coin? If he gets married as well, he's totally a coin. And he can marry anybody he wants, you don't have to check him out anymore. Kiboyi will ask this question, whether you hold that from Truma, you can go to Yuchsin. It's a little question whether Nasi is a Kapayim, you can go to Yuchsin. And Tiboyi, maybe Truma is a better proof that he's a coin than Nasi is Kapayim, or maybe not. But Tiboyi Lamandamar, Amen. The one who said that you cannot bring with Truma, but maybe Nasi is Kapayim is stronger than Truma. It goes like this. Tiboyi Lamandamar, Amen. Hani Mili Truma, you know, by Truma, you trust that he's a coin, the oven, Misi. What happens if he's not a coin? He'll get killed for eating truma. You saw his truma, he gets killed. So if he eats truma, obviously he's really a coin. That's why we trust him. Avon nesias kapayim, when it comes to duchening. Sachakol the iser asei. What aveda are you doing with duchen? All you're doing is an iser asei. It says kois of arachos b'nei Yisrael amar lehem. The only coin who had the mitzvah. So no, Yisrael is not allowed to. So let's say he's Yisrael. Oh, he lied. Oh, then iser asei. So you can't automatically assume he's a coin in every other respect. Loi no. Perhaps loishno. What's the difference? Is Oyvan Aveda? Is Oyvan Aveda? And if he's prepared to be Oyvan Aveda as a coin, must be that he is Taka coin. This is the famous Gemara among Avraham asked on Tosfos and Shabbos. Tosfos says that Abiyasi says that it never happened that they asked me to go and duchen. So Re says over there, I don't know what Abiyasi is saying. A big deal. If he said, if my friends would have asked me to duchen, I would have duchen. No, he was a coin. The Re says, I don't understand what Abiyasi is saying. What's the big deal? Because I don't know what Aveda is there for Yisrael to duchen. Famous Tosfos. And the Gemara asks him right here in the Gemara. It says clearly here, you see, it's Kapayim. There's an Isser Asay for a Yisrael to go up and a Zor to go up and Duchen. And then all the fun you talk about. Okay. Tiboye, another question. The man Omar, ain't Mylin. The one who said you're not allowed to be Mylin from Truma. I can argue. Hani Mil Truma. No, Truma we don't trust.
The
Isser Asay. The Asay is a Tzibu to the Bnei Aaron. And Miklal Asay. Yeah, that's an Asay. Your Zor is not allowed to. That's most of it right here. Klaw. Or the man don't aim mylin hani mili truma. You know my truma. We don't trust that he's a koyin. And they miss achla. But what do you truma discreetly? You're more worried of people than the Eibushta. Nobody sees you in the truma, so you're not worried. So therefore, it doesn't prove you're a koyin. Avol nesias kapayim. When you go up in shul and you duchen the preferhesia, it's open. Obviously, you wouldn't have done it unless you're convinced that you are a koyin. So maybe we should trust him. You love koyinu. It's still privately. I go to your house. It's private. Still private. Where does it say all koyinim are standing in the koyinim? Everything is private. Public isn't a shul. You need a minyan. Shas maisis. It's public. So, maybe a person won't have the chutzpah to stand up there and duchen and so on and so forth. Bello, if he in the brachas, if he's not a kohen, oydim makes no difference. Machlekes, amarayim, rabchidu, rabin, echadom, emayin, echadom, emayin. Rashi Isa Misa Im Zoru, if he's a Zor, Lohoya Echel Truman, show of a Missy, get killed for it. Isa Rase, Rashi says, Koyse Varachu, Atem, Beloy Zorim, only Koyanim and not a Yid. The Lav Habom, Miklala say, as I say. So again, we have a Machlekes. Next question. Okay, we just asked if you can go from the Sias Kapayim to Yuchsin. The Gemara explores it further. Nachbi asked the same question to Rav. So Rav Chizkiya Avina, a generation before, had the Machlekes. Next generation. Nachbi says, Rav, what do you say? Mao lahalas men Sias Kapayim. What do you say about the Sias Kapayim? If you see someone duchening, can you assume that he's a Kohen for Yuchsin or not? Amalei told him, what are you asking me for? Plukta de Rabchil Avina. Don't you know it's a Machlek of Chizkiya Avina? We just discussed that. I mean, in the previous generation. Yeah, my question is, Hilchas Ma, what do you think? Who's Allah like? Amalei, okay, you're asking me, I'll tell you. I know a Braisa. It seems that they weren't aware of the Braisa, but I'm familiar with the Braisa. The Tanya, what does the Braisa say? Rabbi Yishayim, G'dayle Chazoka. A status quo is so powerful that the Koyin can't take, Bezen can't change things from Chazoka. If you have a Chazoka for something, it's like ironclad. What's going on here? How do you know Chazoka is so powerful? Shenema, it says in Pasik, when the Eden went to from Babel to Eretz Rome, so it says, "B'nei Hakoyani, B'nei Chovaya, B'nei Hakoyts, B'nei Barzilai, Ashalok, Kachme B'nei Barzilai, Hagilat Isha, Vayikra Al Shmom, Vayikra Al Shmom." Ela Bikshu Kovu. So what happened was that you didn't know a lot of people were married to Goyim, so you had to work out. So even Koyim, a lot of them were married to Goyim and Shiksas, so you had to work out the families that were kosher that you can trust. So he's talking about these families that you can trust. Yeah, they're looking for Chayichas. They're looking for shtayichus. Bikshu ksavam. They were looking for the ksavam hamisyachsim that date them back. You know that they're koyin and jemim koyin. Vlanimtzi couldn't find him. So therefore he passed them for kuna. So Nechemiah then said to them, Asher lo yoichlu mikodesh hakadoshim, that these koyanim that were in doubt, we have no shtayichas. We don't know for sure if you're really a genuine koyanim. So you know what you're not going to do? You're not going to eat from the kodesh hakadoshim. We're building a mikdash, you can't eat kodesh hakadoshim. And until amoy koyin lo tumim, until the koyin god gets to tumim and finds out if you are. But we're not allowing you to eat kodesh hakadoshim, but it's mashma, but what about truma? We are allowed you to eat. Rashi. We can't change things. Big shuk sovam is yachim. Look for the savichos. She a koyinim sheish because of fishes chatnu koyinim begoyle begoyi ares. While they were goyles, a lot of koyinim married chickses. The old ulam bonim had kids. Kidichsi b'sefer ezra v'hem chalolim. So even if you're going to learn that they were megayer a koyin, the geiders, the children are not koyinim. We're not talking about goyish kids. We're talking about yiddish kids, but they're chalolim. Even though the father is Kohen, the mother is Geirus, and the Kohen are married Geirus. Hutzchuan, they're Lemegodlis Yachid. They had to find Yichas to prove that the mother was a Basis, so on and so on. Kisholom and Agailu, they showed Ben Yishani when they all went up from Babel to Ejasol to serve the Beit Yishanish. And what he did was, by Yigailu, Nifsulu, he passed them a Loshon Lechem, a Gul Ugly. Hatasha, who saw Tasha, the Nechemi spoke to them. Who Nechemi, Ben Chachal, Yechem, Seva Ezra? And he said, guys, you have to wait. I'll let you eat. You will not eat any more from Kodesh HaKadoshim, but until Ad Amoid Koin Lurim, Kodem Shoim Lechveda, a guy says to his friend, Ad Sheyovi HaMashiach. Like a guy says to his friend, until Mashiach comes. It's an expression we had a few times in Gemara. The Urim V'tum L'Habim Migdashayni. What are you really saying to them? When the Urim V'tum, the Kohen Gadol talking to the Tum, there's no Urim V'tum in the second base of Migdash, right? The five Kalim that were missing were in the Urim V'tum, which was, so what are you really telling them? Mashiach will come, you'll get your job back. Now you have no evidence, they have no proof that you're a Kohen. Shenechsu Chamishat Vonim, Mim said Yuma. Mikoy Kedoshim. Dafke Mikoy Shamid, what did he pass them from, disqualify them from Kabbalahs? Abu Truma, Shayadagila Baba Gaila, but Truma, because they were eating Truma till now, the 70 years they were eating Truma. The Chazaka says, if they were eating Truma all these years, the Chazaka says that they're Koinim. And the Bezen, even though we don't think that you're Koinim, we're not going to cancel it. And that's what the Rai says. Gedoy Le Chazaka, that did you have
so, no, so when,
some
or
stayed, or some didn't. So Ezra Nechemiah won this role.
In the state of Gaul. Yeah, but hang on. So with these guys in Babel marrying chicks, did they stay in Eretz Yisrael?
They were both.
Because if you're in Chutzlar there, you couldn't be.
Why not? If the people bring from Eretz Yisrael Truman to you, why not? And these people had chazakas of eating truma. They had a chazaka being, and the Bezen wanted to disqualify them. They couldn't disqualify that which had a chazaka. But we are going to disqualify you from kabbanis, which you don't have a chazaka. So that's what the Braise says. Gedoy the chazaka that once even Bezen can't intervene. Also, lie, I'm sure the chazaka. Says Amalehem. So Nechemi said to them, Hariatem Bechaz Kaskem, Yisla Bechazak, Bam Hayisim Oichlin Begoyla, we have Yin Begoyla. It's a Kotcha Gul, Kotchim, which goes throughout the entire Yisrael. Krabonis is only limited to the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim, and Trum is entire Yisrael. So Avkam be Kotcha Gul. So over here also Kotcha Gul. So what is he from here? That whatever Chazaka they had till now, we're going to let you. Whatever you didn't, we're going to cancel. L'chayda you had a Chazaka for Nesias Kapayim. We're going to let you remain on if Nesias Kapayim. Rashi. That you have to, you can maintain. That strong that Bezin couldn't cancel it. We didn't ask, could they duchen the whole time? Now, yeah, now, like this. Yeah.
The footnote is saying, and they were given
Truma,
which by rabbinic law was required in Babylonia as well.
Yeah. Okay, where's that from?
I don't know.
Don't know.
They bring a market?
Now, the E Salkadatach, if you are going to say, it's interesting, I'll look it up. Now, if you're going to say, Mailin Menesias Kapayim Liyuchsin, if you're going to say that you did promote from Duchening to Yuchsin, so the Chayit, if we're going to allow these Kainin to continue to Duchen, in other words, what did we see from the Braise? We didn't cancel any Chazakas. The Braise focuses on food. But l'cheder, the same logic applies to duchening. Now, if you're going to tell me that mylin minasuyin nesikapayim liyuchsin, if we're going to say we see a kohen duchening, we can assume yuchsin, then how can we allow the kohenim to continue to duchen? People then are going to assume in 5-10 years that these kohenim are real kohenim and we'll allow them to yuchsin, when clearly we don't allow them yuchsin. Akiv and the posi, these are that mylin nesikapayim liyuchsin, honey, keep in the posi, die. Also, if you allow them to continue duchening, why aren't we worried? Rashi, what's the point of the? You're making a takana, they don't need kachim. What's the point of making like takana? As if to say, look, we don't trust you guys at kainim, so you're not going to even kachim. And somehow or another, that's going to make sure that you guys don't are not kainim for yuchsin. Yuchsin doesn't even mean getting married. Getting married, working by some English. But look, if we're going to allow him to do duchening, and if duchening means that it's a good raya for everything else, how can we allow him to duchen? Everything about it here is different. Really, you do allow from duchening to promote him to full state of kohuna. But over here, because clearly they're blacklisted, they're not allowed even kohen kadoshim, that's a constant reminder that even though they're duchening, they're not real kohenim, so we're not worried. There's a list, there's a blacklist. Shiny hocha, the reyech is kayu, the chazaka wasn't hurt. Rashi, shiny hocha, the lekel, mechish, we're not worried the sekuni that you're going to elevate him. Why? The reyech is kayu, they have a bad chazaka, shir hakur, everyone sees, shah, kohenim, oichli, kachim, mikdash, everyone sees that all other kohenim are eating from the kachim. The heim, einim, oichli, how come this kohen cannot eat? Yes, kan, heka, goyle, godl, is a great reminder, she yes, ben, tzapsul, there's an angle here that we're not sure of. True, but here we have Shabbos, Lechem Aponim. People talk about this, yeah. It says the mincha, their own mincha, they ate themselves.
I understand, but the question is, did people see them eating?
On Shabbos or on Yom Tov. All came with the on Yom Tov to help out.
And
they eat. Every coin eats. So they eat. I was Shabbos Yom Tov today, Le'olam today. Mylin min the today when you don't have this thing here, we don't have any chashas, we will promote from duchening to truma. Says the Gemara, the ilek temachi. Yeah, I'm sorry, for the sikapayim to full status. The ilek temachi, because if not, so if you're not going to be relying on the fact that can't catch him, lemandam and mylin matrum liyuchsin. Let's ask a question. The other opinion that says we had a machlekes before also. If you're mylin from eating truma to yuchsin, so the how can we allow them to eat truma? We definitely says the braisa they eat truma. How can you allow them to eat truma? Maybe they'll be tomorrow be yuchsin. Lemandam and mylin liyuchsin. Keep the achim truma. Also, we're going to elevate him. Elam mishum derechas kayu. So you agree the derechas kayu. The elam my gedoyle chazaka. We sang before the chazak is so strong. We don't cancel anything. Why should we cancel? What are you worried about? We're saying right now nobody is going to elevate, promote them from whatever they're doing to a full status because we see they don't catch him. So when you do the chazak, that means that Bezin really wanted to cancel, but they couldn't because of the chazak. There's no need to cancel. Till now, hear what Rashi says here. This is maybe I got it from. They ate truma only, which is midrabbanon. Hashta achol truma deraisa. Now Bezin has no choice but to allow them to eat in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, truma deraisa. And we're midrabbanon. Look at Rashi. What are you worried about? What's the big deal? They were in Goyle. There's no Truma Teira on it. So it seems from Rashi that the Rabbanan was in Babel. We'll look it up further. See what's going on here. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mitzvah.